Parshas Baaloischa begins with the mitzvah of the menorah, the command to Aharon HaKohen to light the menorah. And right off the bat, we find something very bizarre. The pasuk testifies, "Vayas kein Aharon," and Aharon did so. And the obvious question is, would we ever suspect that Aharon HaKohen, the first Kohen Gadol in Jewish history, would ever deviate even an iota from the word of Hashem? And Rashi's explanation just adds to this mystery. Rashi says, "Lahagid shvachei shel Aharon sheloi shina." This shows Aharon's virtue that he didn't deviate from the Tzivi Hashem. Of course he didn't change anything. So how do we understand this explanation? What is Rashi teaching us here? Says the Sfas Emes, Shiloi Shina doesn't mean that he didn't deviate from the procedure and the process of the proceedings as commanded by Hashem. But rather, he didn't change. Aharon didn't change the way he did the lighting of the menorah. All those years, the way he approached the mitzvah of the menorah was as if he was doing it for the very first time. Every day was like opening day. The preparation and the kindling of the menorah never changed. Aharon did it every day with the same enthusiasm, with the same exuberance and passion. He approached this mitzvah like a bar mitzvah boy putting on his tefillin for the very first time. Vayas kein Aharon. Aharon was a model of consistency. The Torah testifies about Aharon HaKohen that for 40 years he never changed. He lit the menorah with the same cheshek, with the same enthusiasm, like the very first time he lit the menorah. His eagerness and his excitement never wavered. However, Magid Shvachei Shel Aharon Sheloi Shina can also mean that Aharon the person didn't change. Even though Aharon was now elevated to this great position of distinction, the most prominent person in Klal Yisrael, the Kohen Gadol, and all the honor and prominence that comes along with it, Lahagid Shvachei Shel Aharon Sheloi Shina. Aharon, the person, didn't change. His personality, his character, his temperament didn't change. His position of power didn't change him. He remained the same Aharon, with the same kindness that he always displayed, with the same compassion and humility that he always had. There's a tendency in people, when they are elected or inherit a position of power and prestige, their new current position suddenly changes them. It changes their character and their attitude. The same holds true when a person suddenly becomes very wealthy or very famous. It changes their attitude. It even changes their friends and who they associate with. They now have a certain image and a swagger about themselves. They will even seek to move to a more upscale neighborhood, as the people in the old neighborhood aren't prestigious enough for them. They're not up to their new standards. Es passt dem nicht anymore to be associated with these people. What will the potential mechatanim think about him if he stays? The Torah says, not so with Aharon HaKohen. Magid Shvachei Shel Aharon Sheloi Shina. His position never changed him. They say a story about a Rosh Yeshiva that was giving a chassan class to three of his students. The Rosh Yeshiva asked them, tell me, if one day you become fabulously wealthy, what will you do with all that money? The first boy said, Rebbe, if I ever make it, I'll donate 10% of all my wealth to the yeshiva. I'll express my hakaras hatov for everything that you did for me and how the yeshiva helped me grow and thrive. The second boy says, I'll do you one better. I'll donate 20% of all my possessions to the yeshiva. The third boy was sitting there quietly. He's deep in thought. And the Rebbe turns to him. What about you? What will you do with all that newfound wealth? And he says, Rebbe, I can't tell you now what I'll do with that money. Because if I ever become rich, then I'll be a new man. I'll be a different person. And I can't tell you now how that new person will act. And the Rebbe says, that's the answer I was looking for. That's an ish emes. Vayas kein Aharon. He remained the same Aharon with the same character, with the same humility. He didn't say, now that I'm the Kohen Gadol, I'm the most prominent person in Klal Yisrael, I can't be busy dealing with everyone's shalom bias issues. I can't go around helping people anymore. I'll hire underlings to do that. Lahagid Shvachei Shel Aharon Sheloi Shina. Rashi says he never changed. He always remained the quintessential Oyev Shalom V'Roidev Shalom. Oyev Sabriyos, he was a lover of people, no matter their standing or status. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.